Yeah, first time in 17 years. Delighted for the boys. Do you know what I mean? I mean it. Just over the moon. What this says is, I mean, for too long there's too many players coming out, junior internationals coming out of Dublin, coming out of Munster. They need to start looking up as far as Ulster now, because this is definitely from this weekend there will be people getting recognised, and it's a credit to them because they should be getting recognised. Ulster Senior League is a good league. A lot of people don't give it enough credit. In and around Donegal, it's a very, very good league, very, very good standard, and very much so boys who are very professional. They come to their training, do their training, they look after themselves. All this weekend I hadn't to worry that once about boys going offside or doing anything like that. They were very professional for me, and that's why we got it. That's why these boys, they just kept their head down, they worked, they met whenever they were meant to. Yesterday a few boys saw it after the game. I asked them if they'd walk down to the beach. The whole squad, managers and all, down into the tide, just to get the aches and pains away, and that just shows you the camaraderie of the whole team, just sticking together and pulling together.
What will this do for the Ulster Senior League?
I suppose that's up to the Ulster Senior League representatives and what way they want to push the league, and I suppose it's about people as well and the media recognising, you know, fair play to these boys. I mean, that's an All Ireland medal for these boys. You know, this has done us 17 years. You know, we need to push on now. We need to be able to turn around and treat this competition very serious, and turn around and say, do you know what? We want to win this. We want to put a team in. I think Leinster, don't quote me on it, but I think Leinster went away for a week's training, away somewhere to a training camp. They're here today. They're decked out in their shirts and ties. They looked well professional and stuff like that. That's the way they treat it, and that's the way the Ulster Senior League have to treat it. They have to get teams in beforehand, pick their managers, get the squad in, and it means to go away for a weekend to prepare boys and do it. That's what they do.
Would you suggest that maybe the Ulster Senior League didn't take it serious enough, either officials or players, or indeed managers?
No, I think what it is that I think Ollie Horgan has done a great job throughout the years, and what it is you can only work at what you have. Maybe what it is that the league wasn't as strong then, and I think I had a richness of players that I could pick from, and every player that I picked wanted to represent Ulster, and then that makes it easy. If it ended up that I picked these players and they didn't want to represent me, I wouldn't be standing here today probably lifting this trophy. I probably wouldn't have had them. So no, it's about having players, the quality, and having it. And at the moment the Ulster Senior League is a rich vein of talent. And it's any junior player that wants to step up, they should be looking at playing with also senior league clubs, and the opportunity as well to come and play in the provincial.
And maybe go a step higher. You were involved with Finn Harps as a player. Can some of these players play for Finn Harps at that level?
No question, Miles. I mean, every player that played today is capable of playing for Finn Harps. In my eyes, it's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Other people might say different and whatever, but yes, most definitely. Most definitely. Every player that was in that squad today, well capable of playing for Finn Harps.